The demons call the boss their king. HRH Demon King on official documents, and the plebes are normal humans without a clue. Lucky me, I'm one of the damned. A human who knows the truth. It wasn't always easy to tell the plebes from the damned, so I didn't have work friends. One wrong word from me about the boss or my job, and I'd get a co-worker killed. The elevator bell dinged, pulling my attention away from the paper. I was surprised to see a gray-haired man blocking the door. His head was down, one hand rubbing the back of his neck. He wore a dark blue tailored suit that should have fit him perfectly, but it was wrinkled and creased as if he'd been wearing it for days. His head shot up when I cleared my throat. His creased forehead relaxed, and he smiled and caught the door as it started to close. With a nod and another friendly smile, he spun and opened the glass door to the boss's office suite. "Thanks," I said.
"That's no trouble at all, miss,"
the man said in a pleasant Texas drawl. "Do you have an appointment?" I checked my watch. It was 7:30. The boss didn't make appointments at 7:30 a.m.
"Not exactly," he said.
The office phone rang as I opened my mouth to speak. "Excuse me." I hurried to my desk, reaching over the top ledge to grab my phone. I stopped mid-reach. My gaze fell on the vase of white roses, taking up half my desk. Surprise number two? Surprise number one had been two front-row tickets to the hottest sold-out play in town. Jack had left them with a note for me in my gym bag this morning. I completely ignored the phone, which was no longer ringing, and the man standing behind me. My thoughts were on Jack, my beautiful, blue-eyed, dark-haired boyfriend I'd left in our warm bed 2 hours ago. Scooting around my desk, I plucked the card from the flowers. It read, "I love you, Jay." The man cleared his throat. I'd see Jack at lunch, but now I had to work. I lifted my head to speak to the man and noticed the red file folder in my inbox, red meaning from HR. It explained why the visitor was here so early, in such a disheveled manner. He'd been summoned. He was being condemned. His one-way ticket to hell was being processed. The HR department, which was staffed with only demons, referred to the process as retirement. Their little inside joke, I guess. In the past 5 years, I'd handled hundreds of these. HR had a knack for knowing which unhappy soul would show up at the office to see the boss. Those were the ones I got to handle personally. It averaged around one a week. For some reason today, this retirement felt wrong to me.